I just started puffing up my feathers. I'm like, yeah. Say something.
I was like, ah. He got twice his size. I don't understand.
Hello, Radio Tower.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what do you want?
What are you broadcasting on?
Turn on your radio.
Sharp broadcast.
Probably shouldn't broadcast that.
People that are, you know, in broadcasting.
3, 2, 1.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson starts now.
Well, good morning. How are you guys?
So good.
Hello. John Monroe, Jackson, gang is all here today. High of 38. What a nice day yesterday. It was like 42 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it was nice. I walked out in shorts. No problem.
I saw a lot of Jackson type people yesterday wearing their shorts. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's good.
They're all ridiculous. Every single one of them. Yeah.
I don't even think I got a breath of fresh air yesterday.
Did you stay inside?
All day.
Why?
Why not?
Okay.
John, that's what you need to ask yourself. It's the end of January. Why do we need to go outside?
The weather was kind of like nice. It was finally a day where it was worth going outside for a few minutes. Stretch the legs, get the blood moving in the body.
And to catch up on all my Jackson shows.
Oh.
I have a list of shows that Jackson says to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just keeps growing. Yeah. Good luck ever catching up on it.
I watched the Bundy tapes and I watched the Fyre Festival.
So I talked to a few listeners during my broadcast on Saturday about the Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix. Sounds dark. I don't think it's
dark
for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about a serial killer.
I know.
What did you want it to be about puppies and sunshine?
I wanted it to be kind of a comedic romp.
No.
At some point.
A rom-com.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you silly serial killer.
No, it's about a guy who murders women.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't talk about them a lot, about the murders specifically.
Right.
But you just kind of like get into his head and see what he is.
He's bonkers.
Do you find him, charming?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, so while listening to Ted Bundy talk.
The show played a lot of news clips that I had never seen before. Uh-huh. And, like, you can see how through his, like, mannerisms, how he was really friendly looking. And, gosh, he just looked like your neighbor next door.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
He was smart.
Yeah.
He looks like a smart, talented, handsome dude.
Well, and I just kind of did a little bit of research when I was talking to the listeners about this show. He was a good-looking dude. He really could have had any lady he wanted.
He did.
But
he had a bunch of ladies that he wanted.
And he murdered
them. 35 of them,
right, exactly.
Actually.
Jackson, did you go up to Sundance? Did you end up seeing the Zac Efron, Ted Bundy movie?
I don't want to bring it up. Okay, here's the thing, you guys. In order to get tickets, we waited in an online queue for the pre-sale locals only to go on sale.
Yeah.
And then it was sold out before we could even get into the pre-sale. So then we got onto the e-wait list where if there are unsold seats in the theater, they'll let you go in, but you have to like get online, get into an online queue 2 hours before.
Yep.
Then you get a number. Then you have to show up a half hour before in person, and maybe you'll get in. So it's like a three-hour ordeal to get into any of these movies on the wait list. But we did it because me and my friends really wanted to see the Zac Efron Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah.
And twice, we couldn't even get on the wait list. It is like the most in-demand movie at Sundance.
Have you read any reviews?
Yes.
And?
They're all great. I've read a couple that are hot and cold on it.
Okay.
But I feel like they weren't really there for the true crime anyway. I think they were there for a Zac Efron story.
Do they say how Zac Efron does?
Great.
Okay.
Everyone says that he's incredible.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see that he came to Sundance with white hair, though?
Yeah.
What is that about? Well, how like, absolutely dare you?
It's like platinum white. It's got to be for a role.
I got to be honest. Outside of our festival house celebrities, I haven't seen many on social media.
Oh, there's a lot.
Are there a lot up there this time?
Here, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe, Julianne Moore.
I saw Emma Roberts. So one of my friends was up there and took a photo with her.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah,
my friend sat down at a bar right next to Jason Momoa.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't even realize it was him at first.
Just a large man.
I had people texting me pictures of Jason Momoa at a bar.
Okay. We'll have to ask if anyone went up there later on in the show and see if anyone met. But right now, let's kick off our Monday. With Monroe's Pocket Full of Sunshine.
You know, there is one piece of television that could be the single most important thing that happened on television ever in the history of mankind.
Wow.
And that is the CPR scene from The Office.
You mean this CPR scene right here?
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
No, it's staying alive.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man,
dude.
No time at all. Woozing love, women love me.
Not only.
Since I was born.
Are we just going to play the whole
episode? Oh, yeah, let it roll. We're going to play the whole episode, actually.
Let him go, let him go.
I like that Monroe gave up on telling the bucket full of sunshine and just started putting her makeup on again.
We get these stories every now and then of people using that scene to actually do CPR on people and save their lives.
Yeah.
It happened again in Arizona. There was a guy who remembered the scene with the CPR instructor. His name's Michael. Well, sorry. I lost my place. Okay, so his name was Cross Scott, no relation to Michael Scott. He was driving.
Hilarious.
Yeah, right? He was driving earlier this month. He saw a woman who was unconscious in her car. He broke the window with a rock, found the woman didn't have much of a pulse, so he knew he needed to do CPR.
Yeah.
Scene popped into his head. He ended up doing CPR, calling 911 at the same time. Paramedics arrived a few minutes later. And she's alive.
All because of The Office.
Yes.
How cool is that?
I know, right?
Oh, I love that. That's really cool. Hey, Jackson, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. So last week, Patton Oswalt got trolled on Twitter, which is not unusual for Patton Oswalt because he's a loudmouth.
Uh-huh.
And so he's constantly getting trolled, but he's usually pretty good at trolling people back. So this guy was on his case. He went over to the guy's account looking for ammunition because... Of course.
That's how you troll.
Because that's how you troll. You got to go learn something about the enemy.
Right.
But then he gets to this guy's account, and he sees that this guy has a GoFundMe. So he clicks on the link and finds out that this guy was in a diabetic coma, is about to lose his house, had no way to make ends meet at all. And so he was asking for $5,000. He was trying to raise $5,000 to help cover some of his medical expenses just so he could get back on his feet.
Yeah.
So Patton says this. This dude just, he tweeted it. This dude just attacked me on Twitter, and I tried to attack him back, but I went to his timeline and found out he's in a lot of trouble, and I'd be angry about it too. He's been dealt some bad cards. Let's deal him some good ones. Just click and donate just like I'm about to. And guess what? He asked for $5,000.
Yeah.
Patton and his followers were able to raise $46,000.
That is so cool.
Way over the mark.
Kill
him
with kindness.
Hold on a second. It's a pocket full of sunshine story if I've ever heard one.
Totally.
Yeah, completely.
Anyway, so I know that was a little bit last week, but I still wanted to hit it up because it's such a good story. Also over the weekend, Bradley Cooper decided to make a live surprise appearance at Lady Gaga's Las Vegas residency called Enigma. Check it out.
So a really good friend of mine... I don't know if you know him, but his name is Bradley.
Hello, Vegas. Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
It's really cool.
Yeah.
I would have lost my mind.
Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Okay, did you see who he brought to the SAG Awards?
No.
His mom.
Are you thinking there's an issue between him and his girlfriend?
I do. I think he showed up in Vegas for Lady Gaga, and I think that...
Are they going to end up together?
Lady Gaga's engaged or married.
It doesn't matter. Listen,
have you seen her fiance?
No.
Dude, you do a side-by-side between Bradley Cooper...
They looking an awful lot alike?
No. There's no choice. There's just, I mean, that's an easy road
fiance.
To take.
Poor guy.
Oh, well.
Good luck to all of them.
Good luck to all of them.
May the odds ever be in their favor.
Yeah, no joke. So, like Monroe said, last night were the SAG Awards. My favorite part, though, pretty much I only watched through the first part anyway.
Yeah.
But my favorite part was the actor from The Cosby Show, Jeffrey Owens, who made a surprise appearance. If you don't remember, a few months ago, he got job shamed on Instagram. Somebody saw him working at a Trader Joe's in New Jersey.
Right.
Because he was on The Cosby Show a million years ago, which means that he must be a millionaire forever, right? No.
Doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. So he had to pick up a job at Trader Joe's, which is pretty good work. And unfortunately, people started making fun of him. Well, that landed him a role on a new Tyler Perry show. So he quit Trader Joe's. And then he said this last night on the SAG Awards. Somewhere in the middle of the road of my life, I found myself in the dark wood of unemployment and debt. But instead of switching careers like a sane person, I took a job at Trader Joe's to see if I could hang in there. And it actually worked pretty well. I'm Jeffrey Owens and I'm an actor.
It was cool. Yeah. I don't know if you saw Megan Mullaney open up the show.
Yeah.
But she made a hilarious joke also about Emma Stone turning 30.
Uh-huh. So it's the end of her career, just like Jeffrey Owens.
Yeah, she's like, congratulations, you hit 30. It was a good run. Bye.
Which is so funny, because she was 30 when she got big.
Yeah.
So, also, some notable winners from last night. We had Tony Shalhoub, Best Male Actor in a Comedy Series for Marvelous Miss Maisel. Which, I love Tony Shalhoub. I'm really happy that he's getting recognized.
He got him in Monk, and now he's doing that. Talk about a good career.
Yeah, he's been killing it. We'll go over more of the winners next hour on the Showbiz Beat.
You going to talk about Rent Live at all? Because I did stay up and watch that.
I ran out of time.
Am I the only one who's going to watch? Did you watch it?
No, but I have information.
Not all of us are theater nerds.
Hey, Dummy is up next. We like to take all the criminal stories, the not-so-smart criminal stories that are out there, put them together, perform them for you on Monday, and we call it
Hey Dummy! All right, my story comes to us from Lincoln Park, Michigan, where a man reportedly broke into a home, stole the keys in front of a barking dog, went out, and then stole a woman's SUV. Oh
my gosh.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Like, in front of a dog, that's bold, because dogs are mean, and they will tear you up. Well, the guy didn't take the SUV for very long. Basically, he drove the SUV down to the local McDonald's. He bought himself a couple breakfast burritos, brought the SUV back, and dropped it off in front of the house.
He returned the car?
He returned the car. He just needed a lift to go get a McDonald's breakfast burrito.
Well, yeah.
So he returned the Ford Explorer and parked it outside of Lauren's home. Police are still looking for the man. So I guess he's not that stupid, but he hasn't been caught. But for taking the more valuable thing that he stole and leaving it back in front of the house, I'm going to go ahead and call him Hey Dummy!
He's never heard of Grubhub?
Apparently not,
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
All right. So last month, there was a guy in Austin, Texas. He decided to go rob a bank, all right? So he got the cash from the teller. He ran outside. He decided to hop on an e-scooter.
You mean like
scoot away?
Like the birds that are out here?
Yeah. The crazy part is, though, that he got away.
On the e-scooter.
Yeah, so nobody could catch him. However, there's data on the guy, right? Because you have to kind of rent them. You have to put in your information.
Right.
So he logged in. Yeah. They were able to track him down.
What a dummy. What an absolute dummy.
Yeah. So that's why we're going to call him
Hey Dummy!
It's like taking an Uber away from a robbery.
Yeah, what are you thinking, dog? Well, maybe that's why the Grubhub guy didn't want Grubhub drivers getting to his house.
Good point.
He might have a bunch of illegal stuff there.
You're right. There is a 56-year-old guy. His name's Peter. He lives in Florida. And on Thursday morning, he stole some pills out of his roommate's lockbox. Peter thought they were painkillers since they were in a prescription bottle with a label that said hydrocodone acetaminophen. But it turns out they were not opioids, as he was hoping. They were laxatives. And yes, my friends, Peter found out the nasty way. Because when his roommate called the cops about the theft and they showed up, Peter was in the restroom going, "Yeah, it was me.
I did it.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Did the roommate plant those on purpose? I wonder if he's suspected.
Like, no.
Like, this guy's stealing my pain pills. I do this.
I'm not sure, but if you see the mugshot of him, his face is like,
He looks like he's been pooping for 48 hours.
And like, and the cops had to escort him out from the restroom. he's taking it all in, and he's not
just
very,
ashamed.
He's just very sad.
Yeah, exactly.
So funny. Didn't even give me time to wash my hands.
We'll tell this sad criminal.
Hey, dummy!
Up on Instagram right now at Mix1051 Utah are our four photos from the weekend. And one of the pictures is of the cat named Craig.
What's going on with Craig?
Did you get another animal? I felt like, so you have dangers of mountain lions, right?
I do.
And you got a new puppy.
Right.
And you've been worried about your puppy.
Oh my gosh. Every morning at 1 a.m. when I'm out there with the puppy, letting him do his business, I'm like, my head's on a swivel. I'm looking for the mountain lion. Like, I'm just like, what am I going to do?
You flip the mountain lion over, pet his belly.
I'm going to scream really loud in my final moments. That's what's going to happen. No, so I'm at a broadcast on Saturday, and Jen starts sending me text messages of this cat named Craig.
That's such a good name.
Yeah, it is.
I love human names for cats.
That's what she's like, isn't this hilarious? The cat's name is Craig.
And his name's Craig.
I'm like, no. And it's like, it's a pretty fat cat. It's a fat tabby cat. And then there's like a photo of like my daughter Ella like holding Craig. Uh-huh. And she's like, guess what Ella just got? And you have to understand, Santa brought a puppy just a month ago.
Yeah.
Our family is still trying to deal with the fact that there's a puppy in the house.
Sure.
With a 7-year-old and a 6-year-old. And now she keeps sending these photos as this Craig is coming home.
Craig should have come home.
Yeah, Craig didn't come
home.
It's
all I'm going to say about it.
No, I guess they were having some kind of like a cat adoption, and they were all just playing with cats, just kind of wasting time, having fun. Uh-huh. And Ella really wants one. So they were having a little cat photo shoot with Craig.
Such a good name.
No. My blood pressure went up 20 points as these text messages were coming in. And I'm like, how am I going to have a cat now in the house with the puppy and the kids and everything else I have going on?
Cats just don't know.
It didn't
matter. Don't stress out about cats. It was one
more thing in the house. And I got to tell you, I think Craig would have been a handful.
I tell my husband all the time. Like,
you don't know anything about Craig.
We can't make something else live in our house.
That's
like,
how
there's
I
no
feel.
Way
yep.
another thing will live in this house.
Even a plant. At this point, a plant will die. Like, that's where we're at. We are tapped out in the household.
Nah, cats are easy.
All right, Monroe. Let's get to the pocket full of sunshine.
This was a pretty crazy story over the weekend. A 3-year-old went missing in the woods in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Did you see all this?
Yeah, it was scary.
He was playing in his backyard at his grandma's house and with a bunch of other kids. When all the other kids came in, boy was gone. And he was 3 years old. The crazy thing was temperatures were below freezing, sub-zero temperatures. And conditions were so bad, they actually had to call off the search.
Oh, did they get that bad?
Yes. Ugh. So, I mean, it was totally scary. It did not look good for this 3-year-old. They ended up finding him after 2 days. He was soaking wet. He was tangled up in some bushes. But the crazy part of this whole story is that he says that he had a friend in the woods that was with him the whole time. It was a bear.
Stop it.
In North Carolina, in the woods, they do have a lot of black bears running around there.
Right.
So he's 3 years old. They don't know if this was just, if it was his imagination or what. But how did this 3-year-old survive?
Bear took care of him.
Are you telling me
he
got Jungle Booked? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
He got Jungle Booked. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, pretty crazy story.
It's a fantastic story.
And he said it multiple times. He didn't just say it once. He said it multiple times that he was with the bear.
Little Mowgli over there. Mm-hmm. Jackson, let's do the showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. It's all powered by the Sound Art Experience. Sound Art Experience integrates flat panel speakers with Bluetooth technology with custom art or your business's logo for the best in hidden sound at City Creek and thesoundexperience.com. It's pretty cool stuff over there. I'd go check it out.
There's a photo of us with the Sound Art Experience speaker.
Yeah. It's hard to explain over the air, but you can check it out. It's super cool looking. Yeah. It just looks like a painting.
It's on our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah.
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc says that he nabbed 2 things from the set of Friends.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which I don't know if you guys have ever been on a set after it's closed, but it is like a fire sale. People are just running around with bags, stuffing stuff in there.
They did that with High School Musical. It was actually in the warehouse right next to my husband's work.
Really?
And he's like, come down there selling the set of High School Musical. So I went down there and I got a bunch of stuff.
You got stuff from the set of High School Musical?
Yeah, but it's not stuff that you would think. Like, I got a purse and some old books.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I just stole things from the Biggest Loser gym. Just straight. They told us we couldn't, and I told them I'm gonna. So I just started stealing. You're not supposed to, technically.
Right.
They put it into a warehouse to use later, but Matt LeBlanc had to steal two things. The first one was the ball from the foosball table. Because that was such an iconic part of the show.
But just the ball?
Listen, have you ever had a foosball table at your house? It's going to end up like your Bowflex, sitting in pieces in your basement, never having been used.
It is a good drying rack, though, because it's kind of up, you know, a little bit. Yeah. You can get air underneath it. Mm-hmm.
And then he also stole the Magna Doodle from Joey and Chandler's apartment. So, you know, on the back of the door, they had the Magna Doodle. There would be always a different saying or a different picture or something.
I love that they changed that each episode.
Yeah. But here's the thing. He didn't steal the Magna Doodle for himself. He stole it for the person on the crew who used to draw on the Magna Doodle.
Oh, that's cool.
So I feel like, yeah, you should give that to that guy.
So you're telling me the only thing he took from his 10 years on Friends was a foosball ball?
Well, and several million dollars.
$1 million per episode.
So I feel like he's doing okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Plus, like, he was in Friends. He doesn't need all that
stuff.
Yeah,
he's like, I got the memories.
Exactly. Leaving Neverland, one of the big movies here at Sundance, is the Michael Jackson movie. It's a documentary that follows two of the boys that accused Michael Jackson of molesting them, and they hold to the fact that he did molest them, even though he was acquitted of all charges.
So are they talking to the boys at the age that they are now in this documentary?
Yeah, so it's following them now.
Got it.
And basically, the Michael Jackson estate has come out and said that it's all slanderous, it's all libel, it's all garbage. But it's one of the biggest movies at Sundance right now.
I got a CNN news alert while we were at Festival House on Friday, because that's how big of a movie this is becoming.
Yeah.
Well, and there are people like lining up protesting, telling them, check out the real story of Michael Jackson with huge photos of Michael Jackson, like holding up signs in front of the theater. Yeah.
He was never acquitted. I thought he was acquitted on one of them, and then the next case he just paid out.
I don't think he was ever charged.
I think he settled some of the cases so they didn't go to trial just because he's like, I don't want to go through trial again. But he was never charged. He was never a convicted child molester.
Okay.
Will.i.am. This is my favorite story.
Okay.
Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas tried to share the new Black Eyed Peas music video on Instagram on his channel, but they pulled it, saying that he didn't have permission to use it. And he goes, wait, don't you guys know that I'm in the Black Eyed Peas? No, they had no idea.
What?
They pulled it the way like we get stuff pulled when we have like audio that shouldn't be in there.
Exactly. So it got pulled
down. Audio.
It's his own audio.
That's
because
awesome.
Instagram had no idea that Will.i.am was 1/3 of the Black Eyed Peas. That is the showbiz beat.
We're still not going to talk Rent Live. Why did I stay?
I've got 12 seconds.
Why did I stay?
I have 12 seconds.
Last night. Thank
I'll
you, Jackson.
Play it tomorrow.
Asking you to choose the news this morning, and we'll put you into a drawing for tickets to see Lovely the Band. All right, Jackson, what was your story?
There has never been a worse time to take a potty break.
Monroe.
How you can win a $1.3 million house.
And I've got, here's a wedding Jackson can go to, but Monroe and I cannot. I don't know how it's happening, but I'm getting half votes today.
Yeah.
I'm not even getting full votes. People are just like giving me like their crumbs.
Right. You used to get full pity votes.
Right.
And now you're getting half pity votes. That must feel bad.
It really does. Rebecca says, Jackson's hooks have been so good lately. Let's go with him.
Yeah.
This text says, Monroe, because those houses up at the Festival House are ridiculous. And that's from our friend Bam.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Bam.
Hi, Bam. Yeah, who was up at Festival House last week.
The best bartender ever.
Know it. Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mackenzie.
Hey, Mackenzie, how was your weekend?
So good. So not long enough.
Oh, my goodness. What did you do to make it so good?
I slept.
Yeah,
girl.
So jealous. Mackenzie, go ahead. Choose the news.
I got to hear the potty break one.
Yeah. What up, Mackenzie?
All right. We got you in the drawing also for tickets to Lovely the Band.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Robin says, happy Monday morning. I love listening to y'all on the morning commute. Let's hear about Jackson's wedding. So that's a vote for me. Thanks, Robin. Another half point for me. Did you guys go on air when I wasn't in here and just tell everyone to give me half points
today?
No. It's just funny that everybody's
on
the same
page. Yeah. Love listening to you guys in the morning. We're going to go vote for Jackson, and that's seven people, according to this text.
Woo!
Going to need a photo. I don't believe it. Jason, Kinsley, and Canyon here. We've got two votes for Jackson and one for John this morning. Have a great morning. Love your show. Well, today's Choose the News really between two people. I'm sorry, Monroe.
That's okay.
But the winner with 49% of the votes, Jackson.
What? Oh, I really squeaked past.
I was talking trash as we were coming out of Kesha because I was ahead.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, no, that's not what you said. Yeah. Please tell the nice people the exact words that you said while we were playing Kesha.
While Kesha was going and I was tallying up the votes as I do, I was like, look out, world. Today's going to be a John day.
So two things. Look out, world. It should never be uttered by John Watkins. Second of all, it's going to be a John day. That's just the saddest statement I've ever heard. All right. So this happened actually last week on The Price is Right. You know on The Price is Right, everyone gets dressed up in like matching t-shirts with their family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You get the big old name tag, and you wait for them to announce your name, and you scream and you cry.
I could only imagine the moment you hear your name. When you're standing there, and all of a sudden it's, come on down. Yeah.
If that's not on your list of things to do.
I agree.
Well, this woman had that opportunity, and she squandered it. Why? Because she was in the potty. Listen to the audio.
You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Camera's kind of going around.
Yeah, the camera's trying to find out.
Armstrong, come on down.
They say it for a second time. Maybe she's excited. You don't know.
Still not.
She's in the bathroom.
Oh no!
Tara, nice to see you. Thought you'd never get here. So glad you could make it.
Nice to meet you.
So Tara comes whipping out of the bathroom. Yeah. Here's my favorite part. There's no way Tara had the time to wash her hands.
Oh, no.
There's absolutely
no.
She's in the bathroom, and they always have speakers in the bathrooms at productions like this. So I'm guessing she was sitting there doing her business. She hears her name. She just runs out of the stall, picking up her pants as she goes. And then she comes down into the crowd and starts high-fiving everybody as she got to the bottom of the stage. She high-fived everyone with her dirty hands.
And you know, you get caught up in the thing, so you're in the audience, you're like, yeah, I'm going to give her a high five. And then afterwards, it has to dawn on you.
You're like, oh, gross.
Ah, girl didn't wash her hands.
She did not wash her hands.
That's terrible.
I didn't see Drew Carey give her a handshake, to my knowledge.
Give her an elbow bump.
I'm going to rewatch.
But that is so embarrassing.
The video will be up on our blog today, Mix 105.1 Utah.
All right. Monroe's story and my story will be up on the blog as well. We also tell them in our podcast. I got to give Charisse a shout out. I said, show us all seven people in the car. They fit seven kids in there. That
are you
is
serious?
A full car. Yeah.
That's not a car. That's a bus.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a shuttle.
Yes. Mondays, at least the last few weeks, last few, maybe even over a month now, we've been doing Thank You Next. This is where you've been dating someone and then they say, thank you, next. And they move on.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, why'd you break up with me? What happened? Like, why are you saying that it's not you, it's me? Like, that's never true. Like, what did you do? And we just try to get to the bottom of it and we'll call up your ex and try to get the details for you. Today we're going to help out Karen. Hey, Karen.
Hey, what's up?
So, you want to do this? You ready?
Yeah, I want a piece of this action. Like calling your ex and seeing what happened thing.
All right, are you...
I'm sure it's bad, but I don't know. I need to know.
Okay, you want closure.
I'm sure it's bad. Oh my gosh, who said
that? In Karen's defense, not many of these have gone well.
That's true.
So there's that. Okay,
yeah.
Tell us about who you were dating. Give us some names. Give us some details.
Okay, Jake. Jake and I were dating for a couple months, and I mean, we're just kind of seeing a lot of each other. We didn't have the DTR, but we definitely saw a lot of each other.
Okay.
So you were never like, you never chatted about being exclusive?
No.
Did you consider him your boyfriend?
No, but he was on the way there. Yeah.
You know? Okay. Would you guys have like slumber parties?
Not exactly. No. we never like spent the night at each other's place. I mean, he only pretty much came to my place. I never got to see his place.
Okay.
I don't know.
And then he just disappeared? Did he break up with you? Like, what happened?
Well, no. I mean, we'd hang out a lot, you know, okay. During lunchtime, or we would go out and just do what normal people who date do.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, one day, he was just gone and stopped answering my calls, and he's not on social media, so I couldn't stalk him.
But, sure.
And I would have gone to his place, but he only came to mine.
Serial killer.
Mm. Oh, is that what you're going with?
I'm saying serial killer. Yeah. So.
Okay, so you got your own place, so it just kind of makes more sense. All right.
Yeah, I like my place. My homebody.
And he ghosted you. Okay, well, why don't we'll take his number and we'll try to track him down and we'll see why after 2 months he bailed on this relationship. Cool?
Yeah, please.
All right, Karen, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We were able to get a hold of Jake and he's agreed to be on. So I'm going to pick up with him, but don't say anything yet. Let me just kind of talk to him for a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Jake, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on the air. I hope that's still okay with...
Oh.
Yeah, is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Cool, man. It's Mix 105.1 again, John Monroe and Jackson. And, you know, I told you, like, for a quick second before picking up on this line, like, what we're doing is we're just kind of revisiting past relationships with certain people on our show this morning. And we actually had a listener call in who you dated for a while.
Yeah.
And that listener is Karen. And Karen's just kind of going, like, it just kind of ended out of the blue.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, man, you know, Karen is great, but I don't need you calling me. Look, I've had a GF for a couple of years that I live with, and, you know, Karen was quite honestly just some side action, and, you know, I mean, she's pretty, she's cute, but, I mean, how did it not dawn on her that she never once came over to my place? You know, I mean, I never introduced her to any of my friends, she never came over, we always went to her place, you know, I think... It should have been obvious to her. It should have dawned on her that I had somebody else, and she was just my fun.
I appreciate your honesty.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Sure.
I think in some ways it's refreshing.
That was bold. I don't even know what to say.
I wanted to be honest with you, Jake, then, and let you know that Karen is actually listening in on the other line right now.
Okay.
Karen, Jake's saying that you had to have an idea that he has had another girlfriend.
Is that what I heard? Because I couldn't hear very well. Is that what he said? Yeah. He said he's got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
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 Jake, I couldn't hear that.
Yeah. Jake, how long did
and
you
I
have...
didn't see that coming. Are you
super
serious?
Late at night.
Are you...
Hey, Jake, I got a question for you. I'm just... You seem... pretty interesting. I'm interested in you, Jake. Have you had multiple... Karen's over the years?
Ew.
You seem pretty
well, I mean,
nonchalant.
Not all their names were Karen, but
right.
I mean, I like to have fun. I mean, you live once, you know?
Yo, like,
your poor girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Well, is your girlfriend okay with it?
Oh
is
this my God. Like I'm so glad we did this thing ever
I hope
again.
She never finds out, but I mean
so it's not like an open relationship, it's just something you're doing on the side.
No way.
Okay. It's his hobby. Some people have woodworking, and he's got girlfriends.
I got to tell you, there's not many of these text messages that we're getting after Thank You Next that I can even read on the radio.
Yeah.
No. I'm just scrolling through here. Karen needs to tell his guy that he's a cheater. I so would. Girls need to stick together. Someone just wanted us to know that Karen sounds like a cutie. So there's that.
Oh.
What a pig. I hope his girlfriend listens to you and finds out. If you missed Thank You Next, it'll be up on our podcast today. You can always find our podcast on any of the podcast directories. Just search for The Mix Morning Fix, or you can always just text the word podcast to 844-649-1051. Up on Instagram right now on Mix 105.1 Utah, we posted the four photos from the weekend. And Monroe, you have your son Ike.
Yes.
With the biggest smile on his face.
Oh, man.
Holding a fish.
He was so proud. It was so cute. So he went fishing with the boys. He went ice fishing.
Yeah.
Dad took him out with a bunch of his friends, his uncle. And my son, my five-year-old, outfished them all.
Really?
Yeah. He caught two fish. There were two other guys that caught one.
Yeah.
And my husband got zero.
Good for your son, Ike.
But it was so cute. Like, he's never been so proud. He came home, ran through the door.
Yeah.
Mom, I caught a fish.
That's cool.
It was awesome. So he had a great weekend.
Was he nervous or excited for being, like, on top of ice? Like, did he about that?
I was nervous.
Yeah.
I kept telling my husband, don't you turn your back on him.
Right.
You stamp on the ice before you walk on it. Like, you make sure it's solid. I was really scared.
Did he slather Ike in sunscreen?
They have huts.
I
know, right?
Oh, that's how they do it.
And actually, so fancy.
Somebody actually comes out and picks them up and carries them across the ice into the hut.
They actually hired someone to go put fish on their line and then put it back in the lake so they could pretend they were reeling something up.
I hear they just go to the hut, then Bob and Randy Harmon just knock on the door and hand them fish.
Uh-huh. And that's what I heard too.
Yeah, that's how it's done.
My rich poor people husband. Problems. You just took all of his masculinity, just threw it out the window.
When I go ice fishing, I sit on a 5-gallon bucket and I'm there for a while.
Yeah, right?
Because that's how you do it.
Because, like, I'm a man, you know?
No, it's the photos, not to take away from the picture, because the photo of Ike.
He's so proud. He's
so,
so
proud
cute.
Of himself. I love moments like that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's so cute.
So it's on Instagram, Mix1051 Utah. Hey, it's official. Pizza Hut is going to be the official pizza for the big game this year. So they've changed the name of their restaurant.
Uh-huh.
To?
Pizza Hut. Hut.
Oh, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Do you think it's too clever?
It's lame.
Oh,
no, but
I like
they don't
it.
Even say that anymore.
Yeah, but everyone knows that's what like football.
It's sports football thing.
Hut, hut. Yeah.
You weren't even confident in saying it.
I got nervous.
Might I add?
Because I was like, oh man, they're going to think this is just another bad joke from me. And I'm like, no, it's not mine. It's from Pizza Hut.
No, it's a bad joke from somebody else, which is almost worse, honestly.
It is kind of like the dad joke, right?
Yeah.
Pizza Hut, hut.
That's probably why I like it so much.
Yeah.
All right, Jackson, one final time. Let's do the showbiz beat.
All right, we're finally going to get to it.
Yeah.
But first,
yeah.
So Rent the Musical was live on Fox last night.
Yeah.
And I want John to just get out whatever he's been holding in this entire morning because he won't stop asking me if I'm going to bring it up. So please enlighten me what was so great about Rent.
I thought it was the best TV live musical done to date.
Did you not watch Sound of Music?
Sound of Music was the worst. The worst. Of them. And I got a few people on Twitter telling me Peter Pan was the best. No.
So let me ask you then.
Yeah.
A real quick question.
Yeah.
How was Rent without being, because they had to get around the FCC.
Barely. I am telling you right now, I was shocked time and time again with the lyrics, with the moves.
They didn't bother editing or censoring
much? It was almost completely as you would see it on stage.
Okay.
They changed some like F-bombs.
Does it, so it falls under the art category, I guess?
I don't know how they got it. In fact, when I was watching it, I was shocked that they didn't have to change more.
Huh.
So was it good?
I thought it was great. I thought the acting was good. I thought the way they did it, they had a live studio audience there.
Uh-huh.
That really kind of fed into the energy. I was happy with it.
Out of 5 stars.
I mean, it's a TV musical, so 4.
Okay, so I'm glad we got you out of the way because now I'm going to trash it because that's what every other entertainment blog is doing right now, is absolutely trashing it. First of all, they said the big problem was that one of the actors broke his ankle during tech rehearsal, which was filmed. They filmed the tech rehearsal. So instead of going live last night, they played mostly everything they had in the can from the tech rehearsal until he broke his leg.
Now, they made the announcement before the show started that they were doing that.
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference.
But they said, a lot of entertainment bloggers said that the performances were underwhelming because they knew those actors. They knew they were capable of more. And that the performances they feel like were tempered down because they were waiting for the big night to really let it all out. And so it was a little underwhelming for them. The other thing they said was that Fox relied too heavily on audience reaction, so they panned to the audience over and over. It's like, I don't want to see them. I'm not here for them. I'm here to watch these people sing and dance.
It was like a concert, Like where they kept going to the audience, like swaying.
Yeah, yeah. See, I don't want to watch the audience. I've always hated audience shots.
Keala Settle's in it.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Keala Settle from The Greatest Showman.
Yep.
In case you didn't know.
She's like part of the ensemble.
What?
Yeah. Oh, well, there's not really a role for her in the cast of Rent. I mean, they feature her, though, kind of ridiculously.
Okay.
But yeah.
So it's pretty much just an hour and a half of the audience and Keala Settle.
I'll tell you the worst part of it.
Uh-huh.
And I was a fan of it. Vanessa Hudgens.
Really?
I was wondering how she did.
I was not a fan.
Oh, Vanessa.
Yeah. Didn't work for me.
So John wants to see the best in everything, and he couldn't even come to the fact that it was really, really good. So I'm going to say that it was a mess, and John is just just wanted it to be good.
Nope. You're wrong.
It's kind of like how I see some Meryl Streep movies, and I want it to be good, but sometimes
but
they're just not.
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad we could come to an agreement on this.
That was a big moment for you, too.
Yeah, it was. Distilled claims that we are getting a new musical on Broadway in 2020. What do you think it is?
Britney Spears.
No, but I wish.
Lady Gaga.
No, I wish even more.
I don't know.
Magic
Lord
Mike.
Of the Rings.
Magic Mike the musical.
Yes. So I'll go see that one.
Uh-huh.
They've been like working on it. Like it's been out there.
But it's been
bit.
Announced and funded now.
Wow.
Yeah. Like okay. So Channing Tatum's been working on it since he did his Magic Mike live show in Vegas. Now he's doing an actual like staged musical and he's been working on it for a really long time.
Huh.
Is Channing Tatum gonna star in this though? Like that's the big moment for me. Maybe Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, there you go.
Can we get some of the Ridge?
I doubt it.
I know.
But real quick before we leave, I have an awesome Casey Anthony story that I want to talk about, but we didn't get to it in the Showbiz Beat, so let's talk about it in the podcast.
Is that where you want to do it?
I really do.
Okay.
Because it's a very important story to true crime aficionados like Monroe and myself.
Okay, it'll be up in our podcast. A 22-year-old woman says that she was asked to leave her gym because her clothes were too, quote, revealing and confusing the men.
Oh, here we go.
This 22-year-old also tweeted a photo of the outfit to show. So I have it up on my blog at mix1051utah.com. I'm going to ask the two of you to walk around or just go on to the blog. Either
I'm
way.
Just going to go on the blog.
You're just going to go on the blog. Monroe's going to walk around. She's going to get her steps in early so she can see it there.
Oh, all four steps.
What do you think, Monroe? That's the...
Okay.
Is it too revealing? Is it something that should be kicked out? Is it confusing the men?
It's just a
confusing
it's a
the
black
men.
Tank top and black pants.
It's like a crop top.
If men are
top.
Confused by a little bit of belly, then that's their problem.
There's like nothing.
It's a little bit of belly.
And they say that the gym has a policy for women. And Jackson, you used to work at a gym.
Yeah.
And you said that they have the same policy that if you're wearing a sports bra, you're out.
Well, they changed it because basically the gym that I worked for kicked a woman out for wearing a sports bra. She made a huge stink about it, but that was the dress code.
Right.
So like there was no legal action, but the gym came together and said, all right, from now on, if they want to work out in sports bra, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing. This isn't even a sports bra that I'm mm-hmm. looking at right here.
No.
This is a tank top.
Right.
This is a slight crop top with leggings.
Now, the gym's policy is for women, if you're wearing a sports bra, you get kicked out. And men, if you're wearing a tank top, you get kicked out.
But women can wear a tank top.
Right.
This is a tank top.
Now, it's showing off about, I would say, an inch and a half of belly. Inch and a half
maybe,
of skin.
Maybe
that. It's kind of hard because the way she's standing.
And it's got thick straps, too. It's like 3-finger wide straps.
I'm picturing just like hot yoga alone.
Right.
You know, like... That's like, I don't know, you wear sports bras and stuff because it gets hot.
Yeah, dude.
She's actually not naming the gym because it's a small local business and she doesn't want them to get ruined. She just posted up like, can you believe I got kicked out? And everyone's going, no, this is insane. And I'm just looking at it going, what am I missing?
Confusing the men. I'm confused about this. So I guess they were right.
I mean, maybe the back is missing.
Maybe the back is missing.
Yeah, maybe like the little butt cheeks are cut out.
So like the whole back is like completely, so it's all on the front.
Yeah.
Hold on. Do those pants exist?
Please no.
Just have you completely not seen, bare butt pants?
Have you not seen Spaceballs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, they exist in Spaceballs, but not in Michigan.
Take a look at the photo and then shoot us a text to 844-649-1051. The photo's up on our blogs at mix1051utah.com. I was talking about the woman who was kicked out of the gym for a dress code violation.
Yeah.
And you can see the photo. It's up online at mix1051utah.com. Mm-hmm. But a state representative in Tennessee is proposing a dress code for parents when they drop their kids off at school.
Not fair. No.
Now, you've done the drop-off.
Yeah.
What have you worn to the drop-off in your time?
Well, the thing is you're so busy getting the kids ready.
Right.
And fed and yep. homework and snacks and all that you don't get time to even get dressed.
So you feel like you should be able to just wear whatever you want.
Yeah, if I show up in my robe, uh-huh. then that's my business, right. not yours.
Do you want to hear from them?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So I've heard some horror stories in consulting with some of our school leaders. One is there was a school leader that mentioned a parent came to the school, well, actually came to the office in her sleepwear, but it was sexy sleepwear. And you know, there were some body parts exposed. Of and course. You think about it, you know, you have a line of second graders that's holding on to each other's shirts coming down the hall, and they can possibly see this. And it may not be conducive to a good educational environment.
Can you imagine that? Just like a little teddy?
Like
gosh.
Yeah, a negligee.
There's always someone that ruins it for everyone.
So you're saying the robe in the car is fine.
Yeah.
What about a robe walking down the halls?
Listen, if I have the guts to do it.
So you're okay with that?
Yeah, if I'm wearing my pajamas, whatever. But
Jackson, you say yes as well?
Oh, yeah, man. Who cares?
I feel like there needs to be some kind of decorum.
You know how I feel about pajamas in public. I don't care.
Right. No.
Yeah,
both of you. No.
Why? Why?
I will tell you right now. When we start walking around in pajamas throughout the day, we have lost the last level of a civilization. That's how Rome fell.
That's not true.
If you look in your history books, kids, what happened was they all started wearing their jammies everywhere. And next thing you know.
Weren't people systematically destroying democracy?
You don't get it, man. You don't get it. The text messages just keep coming in about the woman who was kicked out of the gym. And if you want to see what she was wearing, it's up on our blog at mix1051utah.com. Brittany says this is absolutely ridiculous. Women are not responsible for men's reactions or actions, especially in regards to how we dress. If someone had a problem with it, they should leave, not her.
Yep. Amen, Brittany.
This text says, no, I don't think she should have been kicked out. My personal opinion is that leggings are gross. No one wants to see that. But no, I don't think she should have been kicked out. I go to the gym every day and have seen much worse than that.
Speak for yourself on leggings, all right?
Oh,
maybe some of us want to see it. I want to see it.
They're amazing.
Are they comfy?
Yeah.
Oh, they're great.
They hold you in.
Love leggings.
I think the first time I met Jackson, he was wearing leggings.
I was, for sure.
You were, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of leggings. And I love leggings.
They're like, oh, you got to meet this guy. He's really cool. His name's Jackson. He's over there. And I'm like, is he wearing leggings right now?
Please tell me they had space cats on him.
No, but I did have a pair of space cats. No, I only wore my black ones to work. That's a professional.
Yes, with the black leggings. That's what they were. This text says, I can't believe she got kicked out. I could understand a Victoria's Secret low-cut sports bra, but seriously, that outfit is fine. If men are confused with that, they need to figure it out on their own. I agree. That's why I brought it up. I'm just shocked. The things I see at the gym that people are wearing these days.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like a hot yoga, and then you get the pants wet, and then you can just totally see through them anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Men basically get naked in hot yoga.
Yeah, they do.
When was the last time you were rocked to sleep?
Like never.
Oh, yeah. Probably never.
Maybe as a kid, right?
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever been like on a boat? Maybe rocked to sleep on a boat?
I've been on a cruise.
Yeah.
I was sick.
Okay.
It was more just like, oh, I wish it would stop moving.
Researchers in Switzerland have found out that adults sleep better when they're in a bed that has a motor gently rocking it back and forth.
Back, you know what? That does sound nice.
It does sound nice, doesn't it? Like, I've always thought about a hammock and a tree and just swing.
Have you ever slept or laid in a hammock?
I fell asleep on accident in a hammock, and man, I was so cold the next day.
Oh, you slept overnight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
It sucked.
I have never found them comfortable.
I'm a side sleeper.
Maybe that's why.
And if you roll to the side, the edge of the thing like
I'm
smashes your face.
I'm 100% a belly sleeper. I'm like, boom.
You sleep on your belly?
Yeah. I'm always afraid I'm going to put my nose into the pillow and not wake up.
That's one of my big fears. Like, you'll die.
It's just where I'm more comfortable, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I've slept in the hammock or I've tried to lay in it. You know, everyone's like, oh, relax. It's so comfortable. And I'm like, what is comfortable about this right now? I feel like I'm on a tightrope and I'm going to fall at any second.
Just all snuggled in.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Our researchers say that you'll have a deeper sleep than people in regular beds as well. The research says that when we rock, our brains catch on to the rhythm and it actually just lets us go into that deep sleep.
So it's the idea of like the pocket watch, you're getting very sleepy.
Yeah, in a way.
I'm not buying it, because have you ever heard like the drip of water?
Isn't that like torture?
Yeah, right?
It's torture.
And that's really repetitive. Why wouldn't that work?
I don't know. You were sitting over there for like 40 minutes listening to someone step on snow, and you're like, isn't this so soothing?
I hate that sound.
Do you?
Yeah, it makes me angry.
What's crunch?
What is it called, Jax? ASMLR? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. ASMR.
ASMR. Yeah, that's what it was. And she's like, isn't this just the most relaxing sound? It's like, crack, crack, crack.
Like, it's satisfying. It's not that it's relaxing. No, it's satisfying. It's just crunching snow.
We'll have to talk about what sounds do you like.
Okay.
We'll write that down and do that another time. If you missed it last week, we talked a lot about Monroe's big hands.
And her big ol' hands.
I thought, okay, it's a new week. It's Monday. We're going to forget about Big Hands Monroe.
Well, when you walked in, I already had the photo that I wanted to Photoshop.
Uh-huh.
If you missed it, the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Holding so a Starbucks
rude.
Cup.
Who was holding a Starbucks cup, which looked adorably small.
It looked like a thimble.
In his bare hands.
It looks like a dad at a tea party with his daughter.
That's exactly how it looks.
Tiny little cup.
And I was like, let's just take out his face and put Monroe's on him and do another Monroe has big hands story.
Dude, and the thing is I don't have big hands, okay? And when random people are coming up to me like, are your hands really that big?
Yeah, they're huge, you guys.
Ah, get out of the way. Oh, she's moving them.
Look out. I just told her she was saying something rude, so I told her to take one of her big hands and cover her mouth with it.
Last week, we talked a lot about the Fire documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
And you ended up catching up on the one on Hulu as well.
Yeah, it was better.
Really?
I thought the Netflix one was so good.
Oh, the Netflix one is good. The Hulu one is better because they actually get interviews with Billy McFarland, the guy who is the Fire Festival creator.
From prison?
No, this is before he went to prison. They got a bunch of interviews with him. And then they interview a bunch of people after he went to prison. And it's crazy.
Do his employees ever get paid?
A lot of them know.
Yeah.
A lot of them know. A lot of like the Jerry Media, they didn't get paid. So many vendors in the Barbados never got paid.
Right. Those are the people that I felt bad for. Like the workers that helped set it all up.
Me too.
Never got paid.
The woman who owns the restaurant.
Yes. Oh, had to dip into her life savings to pay off her employees.
The fallout from the Fire Festival continues. The models, the rappers, the modeling agencies that took part in promoting the festival. There's a line that they say within the documentary that the Fire Festival was the promotional video. That's what the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so true. That was the fake lifestyle that everyone was paying for when they went out there. That the agencies for like Kendall Jenner and Bella Hadid, and they're going to face subpoenas. After information came out that they were paid $1.2 million for casting services, and then the social media influencers may face separate subpoenas as well.
How is it their fault, though? They were just as duped as everyone else.
Yeah, I see it as they were just being paid to do what they do, advertise.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, there are a lot of rules that say that we can and what we can and can't say. Like political ads. Political ads for us are a nightmare.
Well, and that, because of Fire, now you have to do the hashtag ad and different things. Uh-huh. Like, but before that, there wasn't any rules. You can't be mad at them. There weren't laws yet on this. Now if they were to do it, you can smack their hand. I guess that's my feeling on it. They probably shouldn't have personally... I don't know. They probably thought they were buying into it.
They were just going to a photo
shoot.
They were
probably excited too.
Yeah.
And to be fair, the models that went there initially and had a great time on the private island and hung out with the pigs and everything, they had a great time.
They did have a good
time. That was a super fun weekend.
Soulja Boy, Waka Flocka, also who were paid to promote the festival, they're saying that they might be subpoenaed as well. So,
but still no Ja Rule, huh?
I can't see Ja Rule's name on any of these things.
Hmm. Yeah.
How is he getting away with
it? I don't know.
I don't get it. Jackson, how did you not tell the story at any point in your Showbiz Beat today about the singer who got a Harry Styles tattoo on her face?
I didn't hear about it.
Oh, well, let me tell you. There's a singer. Her name is Kelsey. And yeah, she got a tattoo of Harry Styles right smack on her cheek.
Of Harry Styles?
Yeah.
The thing was, is she's a beautiful girl.
I know.
And that's such a mom thing to say, but.
And she actually posted it on Instagram, like, "Mama, look what you made me, or look what I made me do."
Oh.
And.
Oh, it's bad.
It is.
Not good.
What tattoo artist lets a person do that? That tattoo artist should be ashamed of himself.
You know, I agree. At some point, when do we, maybe someone else needs to be like, "No, you're obviously not in the right frame of mind."
Yeah, a Harry Styles tattoo on your, how about we put this in a drawer somewhere, and then in 6 months, if you still want that Harry Styles face tattoo, we'll consider it.
You're going to like regret this one, aren't you?
Exactly. Listen, if you want a face tattoo, it's like, whatever, man. I'm not going to say anything about your face tattoos, but this one specifically.
It's the whole cheek.
Is bad. It's the whole cheek.
Also, if you think that's going to now make you a famous singer, you've almost ruined your chance.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't you? Because now you're a sideshow. You're a gimmick. Uh-huh. So, yeah. I don't know. Sad story. Hey, are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
All the sweaters Fred Rogers wore on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood were knitted by his mother.
Stop it.
Oh.
Just, it makes you love him that much more.
Those are fancy sweaters.
Right?
Nice sweaters. She did a good job.
I want to know how many he had. What was his rotation?
I don't know.
Was it a 5-day rotation?
I don't know. There's the classic red.
Right.
With like the blue accents on it. Like that one he wore a lot.
Did he only have 3? And we just never noticed?
Or maybe his mom was just a kill. Like, she just knitted all the time.
She did constantly, yeah. We made a video while we were at Festival House on Friday. And it was kind of like an homage to Entourage.
Yeah, we were looking good. We were feeling good.
Yeah.
We were all warm.
Yeah, were we?
We can all feel our toes.
We're having a good old time.
Uh-huh. And then what happened, John?
We went into the party and we had a blast.
I don't remember it at all.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to go back and watch the video we made?
Hold on, let me think. Because the video's up on Instagram at Mix1051 Utah.
Uh-huh.
We were in the Land Rover.
Uh-huh.
And it pulled up. And we got out and like we were walking. All of a sudden we were like walking in slow-mo.
High-fiving
each other. And then we just walked into Festival House. It was
awesome. You missed the critical moment where John pushed me in the snow.
What?
Oh, you know what you did.
What? Yeah, dude. And it's hard.
You're the worst.
It's so funny.
It's so funny.
His velvet jacket and
Oh, man.
I need new friends. Anybody out there that wants to be my friend and is not named John Watkins.
You have to go watch the video. Because the way Jackson flies through the air into the snow.
And the way that you just keep walking, like.
And Monroe and I'm taking you down with me, just continue along walking.
Hey, that's not fair because if Monroe had pushed me, her big hands would have put me in a coma.
Awful.
Go see the video. It's up on our Instagram page, Mix1051 Utah. Podcast extras.
Extra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what that was about.
Thank you.
I always have your back, man.
Thank you.
Always.
I appreciate that.
One day she will.
We've been doing nothing but fighting all day, and we forget that we're supposed to be buddies, remember?
You're right about that.
Let's just throw out all of our fighting.
Is it because I wanted us to talk about Rent the Musical since 6 o'clock this morning?
I think it might have been.
Is that why?
I think it's because you wouldn't stop bringing it up. And then when I asked you about it, all you had to say was, "Oh, it's good.
It's all right." All right, the stories that didn't make it on to Choose the News were Monroe's and mine. Monroe, do you have yours over there?
Yeah. So there's a woman in Alberta, Canada that can't sell her $1.3 million house. So she's going to give it away.
Is it overpriced? Is it just the market? Is it a little bit of everything? Is she just not getting what she wants?
It's 5,000 square feet. Okay. It's only got 3 bedrooms, though, but it has a wine cellar, amazing scenery. It was going for $1.7 million. They dropped it down. And still, she can't get anyone to bite.
Okay.
So She came up with the greatest idea ever. She's holding an essay contest. So you write a 350-word essay, and you're entered to win this house. The thing is, it's going to cost you to enter your essay into this contest of $18.75.
So I submit my essay on why I want this house for $18.
Uh-huh. And then once she gets 68,000 entries.
Oh my gosh.
It will be $1.3 million.
What happens if she doesn't get that many entries?
Well, then she just gets her house. She gets to keep her house.
But what about my $18?
You don't get to keep your $18. I don't know. I imagine. It's a great idea.
Yeah, how she's making her last bit of scratch. It's the last con.
So she gets my money even if there ends up not being a giveaway?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind submitting a 350-word essay for the chance to win a $1.3 million house.
350 words is about one paragraph.
Easy peasy.
Do you go sob or do you go funny?
Funny.
Funny?
People like funny. No one likes your sob story.
68,000 entries is a lot of entries, though.
For a free house?
I know. I'm just trying to think, like, how many people would... What are you going to do this? Do some.
I'm going to do the math. How much did she charge?
$18.75.
Okay. $18.75 times 65,000?
68,000.
68,000. So she's bringing in $1.2 million, almost $1.3 million. So she's bringing in what the house is worth. She's getting market value for her house that she probably can't sell by taking these essay submissions.
Yeah.
So, and then she's going to give the house away.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant.
Right? It's genius.
The contest began in January. It's going to end in April. But she could end up extending it another 3 months if they don't get enough entries.
Uh-huh.
That's great. That's fine.
Yeah, girl.
Even if it takes you 10 years.
Yeah. 2029, looking forward to moving into my mansion.
I'm trying to see here. You do receive a refund.
Oh, okay.
If the house is not given away?
If she does not receive enough entries to cover the asking price of the house, the contest will be canceled. The house will not be awarded, and applicants will receive a refund minus the cost of postage.
Dude, and she's already getting thousands of entries every day.
I just don't know how I'd move to Canada if I ended up with this house, you know? Plus, you know you got to pay Canada a bunch of tax money for all of a sudden getting a house, right?
Okay, so here's the deal. Saving for a $1 million home has its challenges. A person would have to save about $12,000 a month for several years to even afford the 10% down payment on a 1.5. I'm trying to see what else it has.
Yeah, my question is, doesn't it cost a lot of money to immigrate to Canada?
I would get it for $19 and then sell for $500,000.
Yeah.
And still walk away profitable.
Up.
Yeah.
But is the problem that she can't sell it?
Yeah. They're saying that the community where it is, there was some bad flooding a few years ago and a lot of people moved out. That's why she wants that much, but her house isn't worth that anymore.
Right. So I think this is a creative way to get around that.
Yeah. You guys are on board.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
I'm the hater about it. There is an unidentified woman from Australia who recently disinvited family members to her wedding because they are meat eaters and she's a vegan.
So she can't just serve vegan?
Yeah.
They just can't come?
The woman who wished to remain anonymous posted, just for some context, some family members were told they are not invited to my wedding because we don't want to host murderers.
Murderer!
Our wedding is supposed to be one of the happiest days of our lives. They have consistently attacked me and my partner for being vegan. And since they've been planning their wedding, the family members were now being all buddy-buddy again.
Yeah, that's crappy. I feel like this is less about veganism and more about, like, her family was bad to her.
It says, when I broke the news to them, all I got was attacked because I didn't want the weight of having people that still kill animals at my wedding on my conscience. I think she's doing it. This is why people hate vegans.
Yeah, there's a backstory there. There's gotta be.
There's gotta be.
Right, but it's things like that is why.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Here's the thing, though. But, like, there's so much. Like, you get so much hate for eating vegan.
Uh-huh.
It's bullcrap. Like, man, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you eat. I don't care how you live your life. But, like, if I say, that's why I don't use the word vegan. I'm just not eating animal products.
Right, exactly.
If I say the word vegan, then all of a sudden John starts rolling.
Vegan.
All he talks about is being vegan.
Look how fancy.
But meanwhile, all John talks about is eating meat and cheese all the time. And, like, no one blinks an eye.
No, I'll say this. Jackson does a really nice job of not talking about it.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people. It's like...
Who? I don't know, man. I think there are a lot more that are vegan that you wouldn't expect are vegan.
No.
That professional skier we met over the weekend, Bella?
Yeah.
Vegan.
Yeah, of course. That's the first thing she said to me. That's before not, she was a skier. She's like, hi, I'm vegan. I'm like, I haven't met your name yet.
Can I talk about Casey Anthony real quick?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So, Casey Anthony. In case you missed it, back in 2008, Casey Anthony killed her daughter.
Yeah, she did.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to say that, but she definitely killed her daughter, yep. Allegedly.
Yeah.
And, like, left her daughter's body in the trunk of the car, and, like, it was horrible.
Terrible
and
story.
It was disgusting, and she got away with it.
Yeah.
She got away with it, which is mind-boggling to
it's
me.
It's infuriating.
She's a monster. Yeah. She murdered her daughter because she didn't want to be a mom anymore, allegedly.
Yeah.
All right, so fast forward to the year 2019. We're 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
She apparently got a reality TV deal.
No.
And turned it down. Because good. She wants to spend her free time helping people who have been wrongly convicted. So
no.
I don't know if you know this, but she has been helping Scott. She's been visiting Scott Peterson in prison, trying to get him off. Thinking,
he did it.
He killed his wife. And I don't even have to say allegedly that one. He's a convicted wife murderer.
Scott Peterson, the one who had from Fresno or wherever, who had the affair with Amber Frey.
Uh-huh.
Changed his hair color a few times on the run from the cops.
And murdered his wife.
I think she was pregnant also.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
So, that case is crazy too. But that's not what we're getting into. Anyway, so she has been actually doing this work. But I wanted to bring all this up because there's one story that actually I kind of laughed at because it's kind of funny. She says, Casey Anthony says that she has no plans to help Jodi Arias, who is appealing her life sentence for killing her boyfriend. So basically what she's doing is she's going in, she's helping all these people who were convicted of crimes fight their appeal.
Okay.
So she says that she has no plans of helping Jodi Arias because she thinks that she's guilty as hell. I would like to punch her in the face. Maybe as bad as people want to punch me in the face.
Yes.
She acknowledges that people want to hit her, but she wants to do the same thing to Jodi Arias. She says, my next project is a meeting with Scott Peterson in California this summer. I have turned down reality shows. I think I will take some time and help people wrongfully convicted. All reality shows are off the list. My opinion on these cases will bring rage to so many people, but you know me, who gives a poop emoji? Literally, there's a poop emoji.
Who gives a poop emoji?
Rage, even if it's an opinion they believe in. So she's playing the victim here. And then, but I did like that she said she wanted to hit Jodi Arias in the face. Because I also want to hit Jodi Arias in the face.
I love the Jodi Arias story.
She's crazy.
That story is just as crazy. Remember the guy out here she was supposed to meet?
Yeah.
I think she actually did hang out with him for
a few
days.
She hung out with him.
We try to get him on the show.
Yeah.
We were tweeting him. And
Jodi Arias, I just feel like, you know what? I'm not saying any victim deserves it. But what I'm saying is that he definitely did her dirty over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Yes.
But no one deserves to be murdered.
Yes.
I understand
exactly.
That. But if Alexander absolutely did her dirty.
But if you want to put on the list of who I feel like should be punched in the face first.
Oh, Casey Anthony 100%.
Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like Casey Anthony.
And then the jurors who acquitted her.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Punch all of them. What were you thinking?
I feel like they all deserve to get smacked real
good. What was their reasoning?
Defense did a nice job of putting doubt in the mind with the dad.
That's right. They tried to blame
him. Which is so sad.
Oh, my gosh. Did you watch the A&E documentary of her parents?
Yes.
Oh, so hard.
I know. All right. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Brand new episode back tomorrow. Bye-bye.